This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees at Nizamabad in Telangana last evening. The Prime Minister dedicated to the nation several rail projects, including the new railway line connecting Manoharabad and Siddipet, and the electrification project between Dharmabad, Manoharabad and Mehboobnagar, Kurnool. He also dedicated to the nation the first 800 megawatt unit of phase 1 of the Telangana Super Thermal Power Project of NTPC in Pedapalli district. 85% of electricity generated by the power plant will be utilized in the state itself, and it will also improve north-south grid connectivity. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for 50-bed critical care blocks under the Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission in 20 district headquarters. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation development projects worth 27,000 crore rupees in Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Tribal Bastar Division in Chhattisgarh. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that the dream of a developed India will be fulfilled only when every state, every district and every village is developed. The central government has declared the National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF, and their factions as unlawful associations under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. The Home Ministry has banned these organizations for 5 years. In a notification yesterday, the Home Ministry said the government is of the opinion that the activities of NLFT and ATTF are detrimental to the sovereignty and integrity of India and that they are unlawful associations. They have been engaging in subversive and violent activities, thereby undermining the authority of the government and spreading terror and violence among the people for achieving their objectives. The ministry added that there is no immediate curb and control on these organizations, then they will take the opportunity to mobilize their cadres for escalating their secessionist, subversive and violent activities. It added that they will also propagate anti-national activities in collusion with forces inimical to India's sovereignty and national integrity. The full election commission team yesterday assessed the preparedness of Telangana state for assembly elections. The ECI team led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar heard the issues raised by various political parties. The ECI met the delegations of BJP, BRS, Congress, AAP, CPIM, BSP and MIM among others. Election Commissioners Anoop Chandra Pandey and Arun Goyal, besides a team of senior officials of the ECI, attended the meeting. Delegations from 6 national parties and 4 regional parties met the ECI separately and submitted their representations. The Election Commission team will meet district collectors and SPs today. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected to continue in Bihar, Jharkhand, West Bengal and Sikkim, North Odisha during the next 2 days. It said northeastern part of the country is also expected to receive heavy to very heavy rainfall during the next 3 days. In Sonabhadra district, received highest 16 centimetres of rainfall. Heavy rains continue in northern part of Kerala as well. Orange alert is issued in Thiruvananthapuram district and yellow alert in Kollam, Pathanamthitta and Alappuzha district. Waterlogging is severe in the low-lying areas and widespread damage is being reported in Thiruvananthapuram. Fishing ban is imposed in the Kerala Lakshadweep coast. The State Disaster Management Authority has issued warning to fishermen and coastal residents. On day 10 of the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India clinched 2 gold, 2 silver and 5 bronze medals, taking the country's overall tally to 69 yesterday. It comprises of 15 gold, 26 silver and 28 bronze. The country currently holds the 4th position in the overall medal standings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.